Happy Easter, everyone. I'm sitting here in Chester train station on Easter Sunday. I think the audio will be all right. I'm using one AirPod, just sitting here. Oh, in fact, I'm going to stop now and listen back to it, see what it sounds like. Just leaving it in now because I'm a bell end. Nah, it's better doing it like this. So yeah, I'm in Chester, Easter Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Oh, strange little week last week. I was on nights. Coffin Karen moved on Tuesday. And I've seen more of her this week since she moved out the street than when she lived in the street. But a magical thing has happened. So I used to have to go to Coey for whatever I needed. Eggs, milk, cheese, bread, candles, whatever. And I'd always be worried about walking past their house because literally one of them's always out there. All right, Craig, where are you going? To Coey. Oh, just get us £5 of butter. Or, do you know what I mean? So I sometimes used to walk a long way down just to avoid them. But now they've gone, I can walk past their house now just absolutely free as a bird. Free as a bird. And the night was the longest week of nights I think I've ever done. I don't know what it is because there wasn't a lot of work in the night. It was just a lot of short, sharp work. So, and then periods of nothingness, but it was literally 23:59 book on. That's how the railway works. Different weird booking on times. Simon will be finding that out now. And sniff, sniff. And then 8:30 in the morning book off. And I was actually late 2 days running because of fucking various things. So 8.5 hour shift. Yeah, you say, yeah, it's only an 8.5 hour shift. And but you're basically, if you're lucky, you're able to, and yeah, you're able to shut your eyes for about an hour. And it's not a comfortable sleep, but it's much needed sleep. They have quiet rooms on the railway for train drivers and such to go and shut their eyes because you'd rather have a train driver that's rested than not, basically. I went to church on Good Friday. That was lovely. Nice and until some little old deer fucking keeled over in the middle of mass and people just stood around and they just like stood around and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then somebody had phoned an ambulance, then somebody else phoned an ambulance. So then they said, hang up on. And the old girl's just lying there. So Good Friday, as a Catholic, you're supposed to day of fasting. So you've got all these old cunts, right, who are like fucking 90 years old, who are fasting. It was a hot day on Good Friday. So we're in a church, it's roasting, and you've got to stand for long periods of the mass. She's just gone down like a sack of shit. And then you don't know if she's dead or she's dying or she's nearly dead or dying. But then all of a sudden, she wants us to carry on. So there's no screen. No one's gone to get her a cup of water. No one's gone to get her a biscuit or something salty or something sweet or anything. She's just lying there on the pew with her husband, with his knees in her fucking side. So she doesn't fall off the fucking pew. And we're all doing mass around her. It's the most surreal thing I've ever fucking been to. No privacy, nothing. And you didn't know if she was having a heart attack, having a stroke, or just hot. God knows what happened to her. Hope she's all right, obviously. An ambulance turned up just as mass was finished. So bizarre. So we found a new chippy. It's not a new chippy. It's been there for years, but I've never been to it. Kate Hams are in Hong Kong on the Hollybobs. They said, it's not like an... I said, fucking hell, you're going to Hong Kong on your holiday? Oh, it's not like an holiday for us, is it? It's just like going home, visiting family. It's fucking shit, if truth be known. But we've got to go and do it. Oh, okay. So, Jumbos. And the two Isle girls, so there's all Chinese working there, obviously, because it's a Chinese chippy. Nick will fucking flip his lid, because I said, chippy, you fucking soft cunt. That's what we call them in Liverpool. Chippies, you're a fucking bellend. So, it's a Chinese chippy. So there's Chinese everywhere, all in the background. Cuckoo on the tail, everything like that. Two scouts, Isle girls, serving. First time I've ever been in there. They don't know me from Adam. One of them goes, are you that fella from Orlando? No, she never. Imagine that. It'd be fucking hilarious. No, she goes, they're talking to each other. So I said, he's a fucking cunt, him. You can fuck off. Did he? He's a fucking cunt, him. I tell you what, though, he's a fucking cunt. I know he's a fucking cunt. He's a twat. I said, fuck off. Anyway, hey, mate, do you want fucking salt and vinegar on your fucking chips? It was fucking brilliant. Best chippy in the world. £2.50 for a portion of chips, right? That one portion that we got. I went, aye, love, I need five portions of chips. Everybody dropped what they were doing. Whoa! What do you need five portions of chip for, lad? I went, because there's 17 of us. Oh, yeah, that's fair enough, then. You'll have some left over. We did. We had a portion of chips left over. Five portions of chips, three fried rice, and they do a jumbo curry, right? Which was three pots of curry in one pot. Oh, my God. I just stuck my face in it. So, best chippy in the world. Yes, last night, Friday. So, we got up, Saturday, you get up early on the Saturday after your night in. So, we got into bed at 9 o'clock. And I was up at 11, so I had 2 hours kip. It's got to be done to flip you back over onto days, so to speak. So last night, I had a couple of cans of Elvis juice by Brewdog. Oh, me and Stuart have had this before. We went on the ale, and he was selling Elvis juice, not on tap, thank fuck, in the small stubby cans. But these are full normal cans, these. So two of them, mate, with no sleep, I was fucking rocking. I was fucking steaming. Boss, grapefruit, IPA, Elvis juice, get on it. Tell you what, it's in the Coey, 2 for £4.50. Boss. So I smashed them with... We went back to Jumbo's last night because K-Tams are shut, as forementioned. And I had beef curry with boiled rice. Kerry had a full portion of fried rice that was left over from the night before. So she reactivated it in the frying pan. Just stirred it through and whatnot. The girls had their usual salt and pepper chicken. And we had these boss fucking pork and chili spring rolls that were about fucking 6 inches long. Dead thin, dead spicy, dead nice. And Nanny and Grandad, they didn't have a full meal. Their Grandad had reactivated air fryer chips from the night before. So I just got him a carton of curry, some spring rolls, and she had a fish key. £23. I was like, has K-Tams been having me off? But it remains to be seen. I don't think it was as nice as K-Tams. I don't think anything is. However, it was entertaining enough. I've never heard so much. It's a different postcode, let's just say that. And everyone's a little bit more working class. So I'm standing in the chippy, you can smell pot, put it that way. You can smell pot, there's effing and jeffing going on. The staff are effing and jeffing, then the kitchen kicks off. So smashing plates and everything like that. And someone was putting the orders in and getting them all mixed up. So they fucking had a big row. It was boss. Anyway, I digress. So this morning, up, nice and early, cup of tea. Yeah, my love. And then we goes to Easter Sunday Mass. And we took the nanny. And my little mate, who sells the big issue, outside the Coey is there, so wishes him an happy Easter. And we start to get a lecture then about immigrants and he shouldn't be here and whatever, so just fucking ignored it. And then does mass, we're sitting in the back, I comes out and gets us straight over to Coey to get the croissants before all the pensioners come out and all that. And I asked him what he wants. Does he want a coffee? They have a Costa machine in the coffee, so we'll get him a coffee. And he always has, I've told you this in the past on other shows, he gets one on the Saturday, I always get him either oil or bread. And on the Sunday, I get him oil or bread. And I've said to him, what the fuck are you doing with the oil, mate? I don't know if vegetable oil at this point is cheaper than diesel, but he's doing something with the fucking oil. But I said, are you washing your hair with it? He said, I have a daughter, I have a son, we need the oil. So I don't know. He might have a rival chippy. I don't know. So I get him a coffee, does my shop and gets him his oil. And I'm in the till. And one of the Isle girls who I know is from Slimming World sitting there. And she goes, standing there, I wish you'd buy me a cup of coffee, cost of living crisis. Heat or eat. I went, I'll behave, girl. I said, you ain't doing too bad. You be all right. Well, he's just standing there all day, getting free money off people, isn't he? He's a fucking disgrace. And I'm like, girl, you've just come out of mass. There's just been the speech from the priest, whatever it's called, where he's talking about opening your heart to other people and other cultures and not turning them away. He's literally talking about the boats coming over and to be a bit more fucking understanding. And she's going, well, I have to make a choice whether I can eat and eat. And I went, that's not his fault. That's not his fault, is it? It's the government's fault, isn't it? So there you go. And she's like, well, she's got the fucking Sunday Mail under her arm. So we're a left-wing city, allegedly, with a Labour council and a Labour MPs across the board. We might have the odd Lib Dem, maybe. There might even be Green people in there somewhere. But no Tories. But all these old pensioners are all fucking right-wing extremists. So I said, look, girl, there's absolutely nothing you can say that will make me change my mind about buying that gentleman, that human being out there, a cup of coffee, okay? So she went, yeah, all right, whatever. Anyway, I'll see you around, son. Ta-ra! And walked out. Unbelievable. We've just been in mass, and these pensioners were like a fucking pack of right-wing Nazi fucking officers. It wouldn't have surprised me if they'd have just slapped them with their leather gloves. I swear to God, the older you get, the more right-wing you become, don't you? Absolutely bonkers. So, you know, I said, he's had to get the bus here this morning. No, he hasn't. He's got a car parked up around the corner. I went, OK, he's got a car parked up around the corner. So what? Well, I haven't got a car. Where do you want to go? I don't want to go anywhere. Well, what's your problem then? I said, he's got to pay for his car, hasn't he? Well, he's just there begging. I said, no, he's not. He's got a job. No, he hasn't. Yeah, he has. He sells the big issue. That's not a job. I said, it is a job. It's literally a job. He's a registered big issue seller. So he has to buy his own big issues and he has to sell them. Oh, that's ridiculous. I've never heard nothing like it in my life. He's probably got a better house than you. I went, he hasn't. I've been to his house. What? I said, I've took clothes round to his house for his children, for his grandchildren. Oh, like that. Fucking pensioners, man. Oh, anyway, wifey got me, well, we don't do Easter eggs, but we bought Easter eggs. I got a bounty Easter egg. Why don't they do dark chocolate bounty Easter eggs? they're all out on the Morentos, is it? In the West Derby Village. It's basically the Meat Sweats. It's a Meat Sweats restaurant. They just kill the pig, the cow, the turkey, the chicken, the lamb, anything in front of you, and just fucking pan fry it and serve it, yeah. So they'll all have the meat sweats and their shit will stink tomorrow. Tomorrow, see what I did there, segue? Tomorrow, me and our Grace are going on our little 3-day getaway up to Elgin, the Highlands of Scotland. Don't tell me you've been to Scotland and then say I've been to Glasgow and Edinburgh. That is not Scotland. That is the Lowlands. Get into the fucking Highlands, mate. So we think we're going to look at getting up there, getting on the A82, which we haven't been on for some years now, and driving through Fort William, stopping at the Green Welly, which was an old tradition of ours, before the House of Brewer on the A9, stopping at the Green Welly, getting up to Fort Augustus, getting out there, stretching our legs for half an hour, and then driving across the tops through Croce. I want Paul Brill to do that one day when he's got fuck all to do. Just go and drive to Croce. Oh, I mean, it's a fucking, it's an antiquated house. I've told you somewhere about the house. Well, it's an antiquated house. But it was in this valley. No phone signal. There was this, the first year, right, we're in the other house west of Croce. Again, that's a crofter's cottage, so converted. Again, antwacky, all second-hand furniture, all old, well-used, big telly, all that type. Not big, but, you know, depth, one of them portables and all that. I actually took a DVD player up and left it there for them. And it mysteriously disappeared the year after, so the fucking caretaker had it off. I'm sitting there having a shit, right, with the window wide open because no one can see in, and there's a herd of deer running past. And one of the deers turned to the other deer and said, "He fucking stinks of shit, eh, mate." It was only Johnny Deer from fucking Vazakali, a scouse deer. He was just there like that with his mates, just having a fucking big deer orgy. But it was just fucking surreal, mate. So we're going to drive over that. Very, lots of happy memories up there. With when the kids were little and all that, and there was a little park there that we always had to go to. It was a shit park. It's in the middle of the wilderness, right? For the townsfolk of Croce. Just this little park with a swing, a slide, a roundabout, on the edge of a field. It was basically the field where they've just took a bit of the fucking field and put a fence round it. But the kids absolutely loved it. So we'd spend an afternoon in this park and all the adults would be on all the things with the kids and just weird. Weird. Our house was 7 miles into the valley off the off the A9. In fact, it was about 8 because I used to, think about this now. I used to get up every morning in that house and where everyone's in there. And I used to drive 7 miles just to get Grandad's Daily Mirror. Because there's a local news agent. And I'd go in there and I'd get any supplies we needed, any ham, any cheese, any butter, whatever, any candles. And I'd drive back. It's a 14-mile round trip just to get fucking crying ass a Daily Mirror. Think about that, lad. But I used to fucking love it. I'd find something on me phone or me iPod, just put some music on and just fucking drive 7 miles back. With a newspaper and a bag of Scotch pies, maybe some Scottish barm cakes, bacon butties and all that. So there you go. Happy Easter, guys. What I've been looking at, right, so I've got the lads on the What's Up podcast. What's up? What's up? I'm going to interview them all for this using the old questions. I think I did Paul Brill back in the day. Maybe I did Simon. I don't think Phil Gard was on the scene then, but I'd like to have a little chat with him because he's fucking mad as a box of frogs, lad. And Joe as well. Cough. And also, Joe, I'm talking to your ear. I don't know if you listen to this, but that streaming podcast, are we doing it or not? Let's try and get together and let's just see how we get on. Let's try and just make it a monthly thing where we just chat about what we're watching and stuff like that and series. And, you know, I'm into Yellow Jackets big style at the moment. Just finished last night season 1. What a cliff, what an ending. Oh, my God, it explained a lot. But it also raised new questions. Series 2 is 3 episodes in. I've just found a Yellow Jackets podcast. There's only seems to be one on the whole internet, and that's my point. You know, we could just call an episode Yellow Jackets, and it could be us just talking about what's gone on in that TV show and blah, blah, blah. And I just did. Yeah. I'm feeling good. Anyway, get off my bench.
We're going to Florida. We're going to Florida. We're going to Florida. Boom shakalaka lak. Boom shakalaka lak. We're going to Florida. We're going to Florida. Boom shakalaka lak. Boom shakalaka lak.
Morlando coming to you very soon. It's an Orlando podcast all about things Orlando week. Please wait, coming soon.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast.